朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我们如果是活在律法主义底下，就不能有圣灵里的自由来侍奉神的。
If we're enslaved in the law, then we can't be free in our spirit.
加拉太书第四章第八节告诉我们。
Galatians 4:8.
第五个原因我们刚才讲过，如果我们心里面是侍奉马门，就不能侍奉神。
The fifth reason has already been mentioned. If we serve mammon, we can't serve God.
什么是马门？马门就是钱财。
What's mammon? It's money.
所以刚才我想弟兄姊妹心里想，哦，周弟兄讲马门一定是不要我们的。做生意，我们要应该侍奉神。
So I'm sure you must have all thought that he was going to say, don't go out into business, come here and serve.
其实
don't make money.
这里所讲的侍奉，因为这一类的侍奉是把我们时间力量分散的。
What this is saying is that when we serve mammon, it divides all our time and our energy.
所以耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
It says, man cannot serve two masters.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我发现一件事情，我们或者可以有权利选择主人。
You can either totally,
you can choose masters.
You can choose masters.
但是没有一个人可以没有主人。
But no man can have no master at all.
我想也许有些弟兄姊妹觉得这句话很奇怪，我明明是自由的，怎么会有主人呢？
Perhaps you may think this is really strange. I'm a free person. How can I have a master?
这就是好像约翰福音第八章里面主耶稣和那些犹太人辩论说，他们说我们生来就是自由的，主说你们是罪的奴仆。
For instance, when Christ was arguing with some Jews, they said, when we were born, we were free. And he said, no, you're slave to sin.
弟兄姊妹们，我们或者可以选择不同的嗜好来做主人。
We can choose to serve different masters.
我昨天想到一件事情。
Last night I thought of something.
东欧那些国家的人现在拼命追求自由。
Look at those Eastern Bloc countries always screaming about freedom.
他们追求自由，追求自由。
Freedom, freedom, freedom.
我可以讲他们是做了自由的奴仆，我不是说他们不好啊。
They're slaves to the idea of freedom. I'm not saying that's bad.
每一个人都要投身在一件事情上面，好像做奴仆一样，好像背后有一个驱车的力量，这就是 delus 这个字的意义。
But if you are driven by one thing and slave to that one thing, that's the word delus.
所以弟兄姊妹，到底你要做谁的奴仆？
So whose slave do you want to be?
你可以做自由主义的奴仆。
You can be slave to the ideals of freedom.
我讲这句话是最极端的了。如果自由主义尚且能够叫你做奴仆，就没有一件事情你不能做奴仆的。
If you can be a slave to the idea of freedom, you can be a slave to anything.
She's smart. 你猜的是不是？
Yeah.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们真是要小心。
So we really must be very careful.
我们如果在罪的权下，在金钱的控制底下，我们没有心来侍奉神。
If we serve money and mammon, we don't have the heart to serve God.
所以罗马书第十二章告诉我们要心里火热，常常服侍主。十一节。
So Romans 12:11 tells us, come on, that not.
12:11, chapter 11.
Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
这个侍奉就是 delus.
This service is delus.
你要明白，他叫你火热，好像背后有驱车力量，叫你非侍奉不可。
You have to serve as if there's something driving you behind, and you just have to. There's no other choice.
在你侍奉的时候，好像在你做任何一件工作的时候，
anything you do,
服侍主不是服侍人。
You have to serve God, you can't serve man.
这个字是 delus.
This word is delus.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就明白，现在圣经已经讲了三个字叫我们知道什么叫侍奉。
The Bible's already taught us three words here on how to serve.
一个是活在神的面前，
living before Christ.
一个是谦卑的态度，
a humble attitude.
一个是完全做奴仆的态度，
and serving wholeheartedly with a slave's attitude.
第四个字是什么呢？
What's the fourth word?
这四个字叫做 hoperatio.
Hoperatio.
这个字是很特别的一个字。
This is a very special word.
因为要根据当时罗马的背景，你才明白。
If you understand Roman culture, perhaps it's easier.
这个字的意思叫做底下摇橹的人。
This word refers to those galley slaves.
那些人是什么意思呢？
What were they?
你知道有罗马人打仗是用战舰的。
The Romans used ships in their warfare.
那这个战舰的动力从哪里来呢？
Where was their locomotion from?
底下有一些人在拼命摇橹。
From the rowers below.
啊，你知道我们看一些电影，那些被抓去做奴隶，手上戴着链子，就在那边摇橹，他们不做别的事。
You see in the movies how they're chained to their oars and they do nothing but row.
如果不好好做，就鞭子下来了。
If they don't do it fast enough and well enough, they're whipped.
上面一层甲板是战士。
The warriors are above on deck.
他们两个船碰见的时候，上面的人打来打去。
When the two boats meet, they'll fight back and forth.
打赢的人就是英雄，就是得胜的人了。
The ones who win are the heroes.
等到他们回去的时候，就多少人欢呼啊！这些人他们大英雄回来了，把敌人打败了，把他们丢在天空里面。
Yeah, when they come home, everyone celebrates their arrival and says, "Yeah, they've destroyed our enemy." Blah blah blah.
但是那些底下摇橹的人怎么样呢？
But what about those galley slaves below?
生命是有机会的，荣耀是没有的。
Die,
they have a chance.
To die, they have the opportunity, but for glory, they don't really have anything.
这些人是底下侍奉的人。
They're the ones who serve below.
假如这些人上面的人没有动力的，船一定不动，一定打败仗。
If the galley slaves below didn't work, of course they'd lose because the soldiers couldn't go anywhere.
但是他们打赢了，却一点功劳、一点奖赏都、一点荣耀都看不见。
But if the soldiers win, you never think of the galley slaves as having any part in the victory.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经上用就这个字来说到一种暗中的侍奉。
So this word is in reference to behind the scenes service.
这种侍奉是叫做助手的侍奉。
Assistant.
It's an assistance.
帮手 assistant. 有些时候翻作一个可以说是弟兄姊妹的无名英雄。
Yeah, this is a unsung hero's service.
有些地方翻作差役
officer.
What?
有些地方翻作差役
officers.
Yeah. Well, what a name.
Okay.
保罗也讲到这种事。
Paul spoke of this kind of service.
这些侍奉是神所纪念的侍奉。
This is a service. That God remembers.
人虽然看不见，但暗中的侍奉是非常重要的事。
Man can't see it, but this behind the scenes service is quite important.
圣经里面讲到保罗讲到大卫的故事。
Paul speaks of David.
大卫他说按着神的旨意服侍了那一个世代的人就睡了。
David, according to God's will,
served
his generation.
那这里讲的服侍是什么？就是 hoperatio.
What kind of service did he do? It was hoperatio.
我们会觉得奇怪，大卫这么一个大能的勇士，人所知道，以色列人都知道侍奉神的人。
Now we'll think this is strange because David was a great king and he was always in the public eye. You know, how could he do any kind of behind the scenes?
但是这里提醒我们注意，大卫怎么样暗中服侍。
This reminds us of what David did do.
比如举一个例子看。
For instance.
当他要为神建立圣殿的时候
When he wanted to build a temple for God,
拿单先知跑来告诉他说你不能建圣殿。
Nathan the prophet said, no, you can't do it.
为什么不能建圣殿
Why?
因为你杀人流血太多。
You're a man of war, you've shed too much blood.
你的儿子所罗门要建造圣殿。
Your son Solomon will build a temple.
那弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们一听啊，神不要我造圣殿 ，OK, fine, 好。
If we heard that, we just go, okay, good.
那么如果别人要建圣殿，让他去建吧。
We'll just let someone else do it.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David wasn't like that.
大卫虽然神没有给他机会建圣殿。
Although God did not give him the opportunity to build the temple.
但是大卫为圣殿预备材料。
He prepared all the materials for the temple.
当他临终的时候，他把所罗门找来。
Before he died, he called Solomon to his side.
他说：“我儿啊，神只要给你命令建造圣殿。
”He said, "My son, God has destined you to build the temple."
但是这里我已经为你预备的所有建筑的材料
I've already prepared all the materials for you.
金银铜铁木材宝石等等
Gold, silver, bronze, wood, whatever
宝石 precious.
precious stones too
不但这样连我自己家里面库藏的我自己个人的财产我也为神摆上因为我爱我的神
Also I give my personal treasury over
我把我最好的献给神
I give my best to the
God 今天早上我们唱的诗歌说把你最好的献给神
Today we sing the song "Give of Your Best to the Master."
以前我在想，我们每次唱这首诗歌的时候，都唱献我年轻的力量。我现在不大年轻了，我能不能再唱这个诗歌呢
？Often when we sing the song here says "Give of Your Youth," and, he's not so young anymore. Can he still sing it?
This is the youth. 我把我的年轻给他给我 I give my youth.
He's giving he's giving his youth to the Lord.
我相信我们每个人剩下的年日都是一样的，可以奉献给神。
I'm sure any age we at any age we can give of our best to the
master.
David prepared all the materials for the temple.
这些暗中所做的事情啊, 神说他服侍那一世代的人。
In this behind the scenes work, he's served the whole generation.
其实大卫还有很多暗中的工作，我举一个例子，再举一个例子，大家知道。
Here's another example of David's, you know, behind the scenes work.
他服侍了米非波设, 那个瘸腿的人。
He's
Mephibosheth,
the cripple was taken care of by David.
我想在历史历代侍奉神的人中间，他们暗中的侍奉都是被神纪念的。
I'm sure in history, what?
这一类的侍奉。
This sort of service is recorded.
D.L. Moody.
For instance, D.L. Moody.
Moody他刚刚开始侍奉的时候，他的主日学，他们说，可以，你要来教主日学吗？可以，但是我们老师比学生多。
When he wanted to start teaching Sunday school, they said, "Fine, you can teach, but we've got more teachers than students."
所以你知道目的怎么样？
So do you know what Moody did?
他在街上去找小孩子回来。
He went on the streets and looked for kids to take
out. 他找来的孩子都不是很干净的孩子。
They weren't too clean.
因为那些地方是不仅是一些矿区，而且是一些贫民区。
It wasn't, what kind of a town?
Mining.
It was a mining town.
所以那些小孩子脸上都是煤炭，很多很脏很脏。
So their faces were always dirty.
衣服也是很褴褛。
Their clothes were always ragged.
这个目的就到处。
Every morning, Moody would go around with a bell in his carriage and ask for all the kids to jump on.
Moody 刚开始侍奉时，他不是一个大布道家。
He wasn't a great preacher.
他说神给他一个恩赐，他发现了。
He found that God had given him a gift.
神会叫他坐，他会这个认领一两排椅子。
Moody could claim a few pews for God.
然后他就去把人找来填满在这座位里面。And
then he would go and look for people and fill the pews.
他自己自传里面说，这是我第一个恩赐。He
said, "This is my first gift from God."
但是穆迪暗中的侍奉被神纪念。But
Moody's behind the scenes service was remembered by God.
他刚开始也不会讲道。When
he first began, he didn't really preach.
他那个英文文法比我还差。His
English was probably worse than his. I don't know.
他很多时候讲完道，人家觉得很难为情，替他难过。
People were kind of uncomfortable for him.
他说，穆迪弟兄，下次也许你不讲道比讲道还更好。They
said, "Brother Moody, perhaps it's better if you don't preach instead of preach."
他就说，弟兄，你的文法比我好得多。He
would say, "Brother, your grammar is much better than mine."
那么你用你的文法为神做了什么事呢？
What can you use? How do you use your grammar to serve God?
但是我们知道，穆迪后来侍奉的能力在这个上一个世纪。
We know of Moody's power in the last century. He took several hundreds of thousands of people, millions?
A few million.
He brought several million people to the Lord. It all began with a service behind the scenes.
第五个字是什么呢?
What's the fifth word?
就是liturgia.
It's liturgia.
这个字你就知道了, 跟我们英文常常用的字, liturgy 很像。
It's a lot like the English word liturgy.
什么叫liturgy?
What's a liturgy?
就是我们讲仪文。
It's...
这个教会里面的, 站起来坐下, 该唱诗怎么样,
it's a ritualistic kind of a recitation.
但这个字开始是个很好的字。
But this word began as a very good word.
什么叫liturgia呢?
What's liturgia?
Liturgia意思就是一个公开的需要的侍奉。
It's a need of public ministry.
意思就是说在罗马的时候他们为了要帮助政府。
To help the church, the government.
It was a word describing government service.
那些工作需要有人来做。
The jobs needed to be done.
比如说他们需要训练一些歌唱的人或者训练一些战士。For
instance, they may have had to train some
warriors. 那么这些需要经费了。
This required
所以在罗马时代那个公民就有一个权利，只有公民有这个权利。So
in the Roman times, only citizens had this privilege.
他们可以出了经费来支持这种训练。
They could give their money to serve in this area.
当然，你知道这样做是有很大的荣誉的。
There are some reasons for this.
所以这一类的公职的侍奉本身代表一种荣誉。Public ministry.
This public ministry, what?
Represent honor.
Oh, it represented an honor.
但你知道，这荣誉是很好，大家心对的是很好的。
As long as the honor was fine, you know, their motivations for it, they thought that was fine.
过了一段时间，这种荣誉的侍奉就变质了，没有以前那么吸引人了。
After a while, though, it wasn't quite as prestigious.
这种荣誉就变成一种责任。
It became a responsibility, a burden.
以后志愿军越来越少。
Afterwards, the soldiers were fewer.
No, the
volunteers were fewer.
好了，政府怎么办呢？
What do you do?
开始就征召人来做这些事情。
You start drafting people to do it.
看你有技能，有能力做就做这个事情。
Oh, look, they have ability. Let's draft them.
所以在教会里很多时候应该是很多人自愿出来侍奉的。
So you see in church, a lot of people sometimes have the ability that they should say, yes, I want to do it.
但如果他们不肯出来，就要征召他们来侍奉。
But if they don't want to, you just grab them and say, come on, do it.
你知道，也许中国人太谦卑了，所以自愿的很少。
Maybe we Chinese people are too humble and we hold back and say, no, let someone who's better do it.
但是我今天下午我们要填这个侍奉心愿表的时候，希望大家不要客气。
But we hope that when you fill out the surveys this afternoon, you're not too polite.
我可以跟大家讲一件事情，我心里对大家的恩赐有一点了解的。
I think I understand your abilities.
如果你不自愿的话，我要征召你的。
If you don't admit them, I'll still grab you.
但是不管是你是自愿或者征召来的，这一类的侍奉都叫做 liturgy 啊。
But if whether you volunteer or were conscripted to do it, it's all called liturgy.
这一类的侍奉是必须有人做的。
This is a necessary service.
没有人能够代替他做。
No one can do it for you.
比如我们讲主耶稣的侍奉。
For instance, Christ's service.
主耶稣在神的眼中是征召来做一件事情的。
In God's eyes,
he is called
to do something.
也可以说是他自愿来做这件事情的。
You could say he was
volunteering
to do this.
那是什么事情大家就知道了。
What is this? Everyone knows.
就是他甘愿从天上来到地上。
It was his willingness to come to earth in the form of a human.
他本来是与神同等的。
He was God's equal before.
但是他却愿意降卑自己来到地上。
But he humbled himself to come to earth.
做什么？
To do what?
他取了人的样式来做人。
Take the likeness of a man.
他既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上面。
To become obedient even to death on a cross.
这一类的侍奉，只有这一个侍奉，只有他能做。
This was a service only he could do.
所以我们说，在这个份上，主耶稣做了 liturgia.
This was Christ's liturgia.
他为我们舍命，为我们流血，没人能够代替他做这件事情。
He suffered and died and bled for us. No one else could do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要以为 liturgia 是件小事。
So don't think of liturgia as a small matter.
主耶稣这个职任是非常重要的职任。
Christ, after all, was the greatest of all.
那我们每个人都有自己该有的职任。
So everyone has their own responsibility.
神已经托付了你，你若甘心做，就有赏赐。
If Christ has given you a gift, you should use it.
假如你做甘心的话，就有赏赐。
If you're willing, you'll have rewards.
保罗说，如果不甘心的话，责任已经交付给我了。
Paul said, even if the responsibility is there, even if you're not willing.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一类的侍奉是专长性的侍奉。
So this kind of a service is.
What is? 专长是什么 ？Talent.
Oh, according to talent.
这一类的侍奉是讲到一个好比说教会里面有些侍奉专长性的侍奉。
For instance, in the church, there's some specific needs.
那些人要受过一些训练才能做，比如说。
You may need some training to.Fill those needs.
比如说，教会里需要用 computer 的工作。
For instance, if you need a person to run the computers.
那你说没有受过训练就不能做。
But if you don't even have computer literacy, of course you can't do that service.
你有了这个能力，神就给你这个职分。你若应召，就是 liturgy.
But if you have this ability, Christ will call you. God will call you to do the service. This is liturgy.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看教会里面各样的事物太多了。
So you can see in the church there's just so many.Areas of service.
同一件事情，我们需要每个神的儿女都懂得活在神的面前。
All the brothers and sisters need to understand living before God.
这是侍奉的根基。
This is the foundation of all service.
然后我们侍奉的态度是降卑的。
Our attitude toward service should be humility.
我们的奉献，我们的 commitment 是完全的，像奴仆一样。
Our commitment should be absolute, like a slave.
然后我们做事的时候是暗中不愿意为人知道的。
And when we do them, we should be humble enough so that we don't need other people to see it. We can do it, without recognition.
然后最要紧的是责任，我们已经答应主的呼召。
The last one is the responsibility to answer to God's call.
待会我们要请大家是不是都已经，请问大家是不是都已经拿到这个侍奉心愿表？
Later we'll ask if everyone has received one of these surveys.
中英文一样一份。
We have the same thing in Chinese and English.
所以年长的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，没有一个没有这个机会侍奉。
So old and young, there's no one without the opportunity to serve.
教会里你看看有这么多侍奉需要人。
There's so many needs right now.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹们踊跃的填写。
We hope you can fill this out.
而且参加下午一点半的侍奉聚会。
And participate in the meeting at 1:30.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹可能事先已经有别的约定，一定非走不可。
Perhaps you have previous commitments, you have to leave.
但是你希望你千万走以前把你侍奉心愿表交回。
But we hope no matter what, you can fill out this survey and turn it in.
我们如果人多的话，我们在餐厅里面开会。
If we have a lot of people, we'll be meeting in the fellowship hall.
如果我希望用的餐厅开会。
I hope we use the fellowship hall.
也许我们就决定用餐厅去开会。
Perhaps let's just decide to use the fellowship hall.
OK, 我们看有多少人愿意下午来参加侍奉。
How many people are going?
请你举手好不好？
Please raise your hand.
大家请举手好不好？多一点，多一点，不行，太少。
Oh, please.
我们讲了一个钟头，讲那么辛苦，到最后请大家侍奉，请举手好不好
？We spoke for an hour on this.
假如你不愿意侍奉，我再讲罗马书12:1。
If you don't want to serve, again I quote chapter 12 of Romans.
Okay, 感谢主，差不多有30多位哈。我希望大家听清楚了哈，不是说不愿意你侍奉，不是说你现在我这时候周天不讲了，因为是那是我的体恤大家的耳朵。
I have a heart for everybody's ear.
并不是说你没有举手，今天就混过去了。
It doesn't mean just because you don't raise your hand, we'll just pass over you.
我希望你吃饭的时候悔改。
I hope that when you eat, you'll change your mind. He'll draft you.
你回来。我盼望弟兄姊妹都留下来参加侍奉聚会。
We hope everyone can stay for the service meeting.
上个礼拜我们报告说，教会里面经常来参加聚会的，超过75%的主日的。
Last week we recognized those who attended church more than 75% of the year.
有62个人是差不多一年，或者有62人是超过40次以上聚会的。
There were 62 people who attended more than 40 times.
40次就是75%的聚会。
40 times is only 75% of the year.
所以我知道弟兄姊妹们心在神的面前，你们已经有 latrile 的侍奉。
So we know you have the latrile service.
我希望弟兄姊妹们更能够答应主所有侍奉的要求。
We hope you can answer to God's other callings.
让我们一起来建立神儿女的侍奉。
Let's come together and establish one another in service.
因为以弗所书告诉我们说，我们要以建立圣徒各尽其职。
Because Ephesians tells us that we must
edify and build up
one another.
让我们能够达成基督身体的目标。
So that we can answer to God's purpose.
我知道今天下午有 Ram 跟这个 49ers 球赛，我也很想看。
I know tonight there's the Rams and 49ers game. I want to see it too.
但是我相信你还回去能够看上下半场。
You can still go home and see the last half.
因为我们1:30开始，3:00准时结束。
Because at 3:00 we'll finish.
如果大家能够多交换意见，快一点结束，2:30就可以下课。
If everybody comes in, we get a lot done, then we can just maybe leave at 2:30.
Where's John? Is he already gone to the Super Bowl? I mean, to pre-Super Bowl? Okay, anyway. He's here, okay. 我答应大家，开会绝对不超过3:00。
I promise you, the meeting will not go past 3:00.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹都把你的意见为了教会的侍奉都放在这里。
But I hope you can all present your ideas.
好，谢谢弟兄姊妹耐心的让我讲完这些信息。
Thanks for your patience.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。